Catastrophe. Europe Goes to War, 1914. Volume 2. By Max Hastings. Read by Nigel Carrington. Chapter 9. The Hour of Joffre. 1. Paris at Bay. August witnessed a remarkably comprehensive transformation of France's capital into a war city. If not besieged, at least in imminent peril of such a fate. All public buildings, including museums, were closed. Motorbuses were requisitioned by the government, while taxis for a time vanished from the streets. The metro ran on, with women serving as ticket collectors, but became so stiflingly overcrowded that many people preferred to walk. The most conspicuous street sounds were the klaxons of ambulances transporting wounded men from stations to hospitals. Many shops shut because their staff had gone to the army, as did all theatres, save a few moving picture houses. More than 50,000 people, almost all of them women, attended a service at Notre Dame to offer prayers for France. Some commodities became scarce. There was plenty of milk. Cattle grazed in the Bois de Boulogne. But butter was in short supply for lack of hands to churn it. And bakers stopped making croissants and all forms of fancy bread. There was little horse meat to be had, because so many animals had been taken by the army that farmers deemed it more profitable to keep their remaining stock on the hoof as prospective mounts than to send them for slaughter. The Parc de Belleville was closed.